Hello, and welcome back to Koala Moon, a podcast of original children's bedtime stories and meditations designed to make bedtime a dream. Tonight's story, then, is a delightful one where we once again meet the Easter Bunny. Just in case you don't remember, you'll hear again on Thursday how our fabulous doggy pals Hector and Sunny helped the Easter Bunny last time and ended up granting her the magical wish of her dreams. They really are the best, kindest dogs in the whole world, aren't they? But back to tonight's bedtime story. We're going to meet our little koala friend Coco again on a very special Easter morning. Whilst wandering around in Sleepy Forest, Coco bumps into the Easter Bunny. After giving the bunny a hand, Coco is given 4 enchanted Easter eggs which contain wishes. We'll hear what Coco does with the magical eggs and what it will mean for everyone in Sleepy Forest. Listen out for some of your favourite characters, but don't worry if you fall asleep. You can always listen again tomorrow. Now then, get comfy in your beds. Parents, Koala Moon is now available on Story Button, the easiest way to listen to Koala Moon and many other great kid podcasts without having to use your phone or tablet to play the episodes. Save $10 this month when you use the code KOALA at storybutton.com. Listen to all your favourite bedtime stories and more without using a screen. Learn more at storybutton.com. Wriggle around a little bit. Loosen your shoulders and necks. Gently stretch out your legs and take some deep breaths in through your nose, letting them out in a sigh through your mouth. Let's do it together. Breathe in and sigh out. In and out. We're relaxing and feeling the lovely coziness of bed and nighttime. Enjoy this time for rest and calm. Okay, ready? This is Coco and the Enchanted Easter Eggs by Gillian Rogerson. Deep in the heart of a faraway forest stood a cozy cabin. Inside the cabin lived a family of koalas. The youngest member of the family was called Coco. It was a beautiful Easter morning, and inside a cabin in Sleepy Forest, Coco was enjoying a breakfast meal with his family. Because it was Easter, their breakfast was extra special that day and included toasted hot cross buns, followed by a small slice of chocolate cake that had marzipan eggs on the top. It was Grandpa's special Easter cake, and he made it every year. The family loved it, especially Coco, who was sometimes given a second slice of the delicious cake. After their breakfast, the family decided to sit outside on the patio. They settled down on the swinging benches and gazed at their tranquil surroundings. The air was pleasantly warm, and the sun's rays slanted through the trees at the far side of the garden. Bright yellow daffodils and cheerful red tulips swayed gently in the breeze. The wind rippled softly through the grass and sent a gentle whisper from tree to tree. The birds sang sweet tunes from the treetops. It was a soothing scene, and the koalas sat in silence for a while and enjoyed the peacefulness of the sunny Easter morning. After a few minutes, Grandpa went inside and returned with second helpings of the special chocolate cake for everyone. Coco smiled at his grandpa and said thank you. The little koala tucked into the cake and ate every last bit. Coco said to his family,
I think this cake tastes even more delicious outside." He grinned at his grandpa and added, "I think it might even have magic in it." Grandpa's eyes twinkled. He winked at Coco and said,
"Maybe that's my secret ingredient, little one. Maybe I put Easter magic into my cake."
Coco chuckled. He looked at the forest in front of him. The spring sunshine highlighted the fresh new leaves that sprouted from every branch. Coco tipped his head to one side and said,
"I feel like there's Easter magic in Sleepy Forest today. And that an adventure might be waiting for me."
His grandma said,
"I can feel the magic in the air too. Coco, perhaps you should go for a walk and see if you can find that adventure. And when you come back, you can tell us all about it."
"Can I?" Coco asked.
His family smiled at the eager look in Coco's eyes and said yes. Coco stood up and ran down the steps of the porch. He gave his family a wave of goodbye and skipped along the path that led into Sleepy Forest. He hummed happily as he skipped along through the forest. The sunlight filtered down through the branches and cast flickering shadows across the path. Coco danced with the shadows, a big smile on his face. A few moments later, something small, wrapped in purple foil, rolled across the ground towards him. It looked like an Easter egg. Coco picked it up and said,
"Where has this come from? Has someone lost an egg?"
A rustling sound came from the hedges at the side of the path, and a white rabbit hopped out from behind them. She was wearing a gold waistcoat that had pictures of silver eggs on it. Her ears and bushy tail were silver, and they sparkled brightly in the spring sunshine. There was a big smile on her friendly face, and she gave Coco a happy wave. The rabbit said,
"I hope I didn't startle you just then. I'm the Easter Bunny. I don't suppose you've seen a runaway egg, have you? It's a purple one."
Coco held the egg up.
"Is it this one?" he asked.
"It rolled towards me."
He'd heard about the Easter Bunny before, but had never seen her, and he was trying his very best not to stare at the friendly rabbit.
The Easter Bunny laughed and said,
"Yes, that is the runaway egg. I've got a lot of eggs to deliver this year to the young animals in Sleepy Forest, and my basket is so full that the eggs keep falling out. I have to keep chasing after them."
"Where is your basket?" Coco asked as he tried to peer around her. She waved her paw behind her and said her basket was nearby. She gave Coco a long look, smiled, and said,
"If you have time, could you help me deliver the eggs, please?"
Coco's little eyes widened.
"Oh, yes, please. I would love that. I have plenty of time, just plenty." "That's wonderful, thank you,"
the rabbit replied. She asked for his name, and when he gave it, she said it was a super name. Coco smiled shyly. The Easter Bunny led Coco over to her basket.
It was so full of eggs that some had already rolled out and were lying in the grass. The bunny said Coco should have a basket too. She twitched her nose and another basket appeared. Coco was used to seeing magical animals in the forest, but he was still very impressed with the rabbit's magical powers and grinned in delight. The rabbit and the koala filled the extra basket with eggs and went on their way to deliver them to the baby animals in the forest. Eggs were left outside burrows, under trees, next to small houses in hedgerows, and everywhere else that baby animals lived. Nobody saw Coco and the rabbit delivering the eggs, and Coco wondered if the rabbit had used magic to make them invisible somehow. But he was too shy to ask her that. With Coco's help, the Easter Bunny soon finished her delivery. She thanked Coco and said she was going home for a long sleep. She smiled at her new friend and said, "Before I go, I want to give you some enchanted eggs to say thank you for your help." She twitched her nose, and four shiny silver eggs appeared in Coco's basket. The rabbit said each egg contained a wish, and whoever opened them would have their deepest wish granted. She told Coco he could do whatever he wanted with the eggs. He could keep them for himself or give them away. She said goodbye, twitched her nose, and in a flash of silver, she vanished. Coco looked at the shiny eggs and smiled. What would he do with them? He knew he didn't want to keep them for himself, but he wasn't sure who to give them to. Coco did what he always did when he couldn't think of an answer to a problem. He set off on a walk. The little koala walked through Sleepy Forest and let his peaceful surroundings calm his mind. He hadn't got very far when he met a young dragon dancing along the path towards him. It was his good friend Disco. The dragon waved to Coco and boogied towards him. Coco said hello and asked Disco where he was going.
"I'm not sure," Disco replied. "I'm trying to make up some new tunes for my dance moves, but I can't think of any at all. I keep hoping I'll find something to inspire me in the forest. Maybe a new tune might come from somewhere unexpected."
Coco broke into a huge smile. He took one of the shiny silver eggs from his basket and gave it to Disco. He told his friend about the Easter Bunny and how the special eggs had wishes inside them. Disco turned the egg around in his hands and said, "How does it work?"
"I'm not sure," Coco said. "Try making a wish and then opening it."
Disco closed his eyes and mumbled something to himself. He opened his eyes, examined the egg and found the opening. He opened the enchanted Easter egg. A cheerful song drifted from the egg and filled the air with its upbeat tempo. Disco laughed.
"Oh, Coco, it's a musical egg! Wow!"
He began to tap his dragon feet. He wiggled from side to side. And then, because he loved dancing so much, he broke into a full dancing routine, which perfectly matched the beat of the song. Disco held the egg securely as he twirled and whirled in front of Coco. The song came to an end, but it was replaced by another one. Disco's face was a picture of happiness as he jigged and jived. Seeing him so happy filled Coco's heart with love and warmth, and he told Disco the egg was his to keep forever. Disco stopped dancing and gave his kind friend a hug.
Thank you so much, Coco. This is a wonderful gift. I'll never run out of new tunes now.
The two friends said goodbye. Coco smiled as Disco danced down the path with the enchanted egg in his hand. Coco walked on through the forest, holding the basket of three silver eggs. He gazed at the blue sky and noticed a few soft grey clouds drifting across it. More clouds followed, and then a light rain began. It was one of those spring showers that come out of nowhere, and Coco knew it wouldn't last long. Coco stood still and enjoyed the feeling of the soft rain settling onto his fur. The sun peeped out from a cloud and sent sunbeams shining through the misty rain. And then the most magnificent rainbow that Coco had ever seen appeared in the sky. The bright colours glimmered and glinted as if made of magical gems. It was so mesmerizing that Coco couldn't look away from it. Just as swiftly as it had appeared, the rain stopped and the clouds drifted away. Coco kept his attention on the rainbow and watched it slowly fade away. When it had almost gone, he looked back at the path. He was surprised to see one of his friends standing there. But he wasn't surprised to see his friend gazing at the sky in utter wonderment. Coco walked closer to his friend and said, "Hi, Camo." Camo was a young chameleon who loved changing the colour of his skin into many different shades and patterns. But his favourite colour scheme of all was that of a rainbow, which he was wearing that day. Camo looked away from the sky and at Coco. He gave his friend a big smile and said, "I saw you on the path and was walking towards you, but then I saw that rainbow and couldn't look away from it. I've never seen such a beautiful rainbow before." Coco said, "I haven't either. But the one you're wearing now is even more beautiful." Camo blushed a little and his skin turned a delicate shade of pink. "Thank you. You know how much I love rainbows. I wish everything could be rainbow coloured." The pink tinge on his skin faded and his rainbow glowed brightly again. Coco smiled. He knew who to give the next enchanted egg to. He took one from his basket and gave it to Camo. He told his friend about the Easter Bunny and the magic inside the egg. Coco said, "I think I know what your wish will be." Camo smiled in reply and thanked Coco for such a precious gift. Camo made his wish and opened the egg. A delicate beam of rainbow-coloured light shone out from the egg. Camo's eyes widened in surprise, and so did Coco's. Coco said, "Oh, wow! It's a rainbow torch. Camo, shine it on my tummy." Camo did so, and the little koala's fur was covered in a resplendent rainbow of colours that matched Camo's. The two friends laughed, and Coco said they looked like twins. Camo shone the torch over the trees and plants around him. Everything turned rainbow-coloured under the light of the magical beam. Camo smiled. "This is the best gift ever, Coco. Thank you so much." He closed the enchanted egg and gave the koala a big hug. Coco said, "You are welcome. You can see a rainbow whenever you want to now, Camo." The two friends said goodbye, and Coco went on his way. Coco soon saw someone else that he knew. It was his sleepy sloth friend, Fudge. The little sloth didn't see Coco because she was fast asleep on a rock. Coco didn't want to wake her up, so he tiptoed past, but the silver eggs in his basket decided to make a jingling noise at that very moment, and Fudge woke up. She saw Coco and gave him a sleepy smile. Coco apologized for waking her. Fudge yawned, slowly stood up, and walked over to Coco. She said, "That's okay. I was only taking a nap. I was walking from one tree to another and suddenly needed to rest. That rock was the closest thing to me, so I settled down on it. It's not very comfy, though." She chuckled. "I wish I could carry a bed with me, and then I could take a nap wherever I am." Upon hearing her words, Coco gave her an enchanted egg and told her about the Easter Bunny and how her wish about carrying a soft bed with her could come true. "Do you really think so?" Fudge asked. "How big would the bed be? Do you think it would be heavy? I might get very tired if I have to carry a heavy bed around with me." "Ooh," she yawned. Coco said she should let the egg work on that part of the magic and told her to make her wish and then open the egg. Fudge sleepily made her wish. She opened the egg and saw a small fabric package inside. There was a string dangling from the middle of it. Fudge frowned and gave Coco a confused look. Coco said, "My Aunt Shirley has got an inflatable dinghy and is made out of the same material as that. And it's got a string on it too. When she wants the dinghy to grow bigger, she pulls the string and whoosh, it inflates in seconds. Fudge still looked confused and said she didn't want an inflatable dinghy, but thank you for the gift. Coco smiled and said, it might be an inflatable bed. Let's put it on the grass, pull the string and see what happens. Would you like me to do that?
Oh, yes, please. All this excitement is making me very tired. She let out a long, long yawn. Coco placed the little package on the grass and pulled the string. A soft hissing sound came from it, and the peculiar object began to fill with air. It grew and grew and became an inflatable bed that was the perfect size for a sleepy sloth. There was even a blanket on it, which looked ever so soft. Fudge's little face filled with happiness. Coco wanted to see what would happen when he pulled the string again. He pulled it and was very pleased to see the bed deflating to its original size. It even popped itself back into the egg. Fudge asked if she could try inflating the bed and was delighted when she made the bed reappear. She yawned and said she should test the bed to make sure it was as comfortable as it looked. She climbed into the bed, pulled the cover up to her chin and fell fast asleep. Coco whispered, "Sweet dreams," and went on his way. He had one silver egg left. But who should he give it to? The animals in Sleepy Forest were all so very kind and friendly, and Coco wished he could give the egg to all of them. But how could he make that happen? He carried on walking through the beautiful forest, hoping that a solution would appear. As he walked along, his mind became calmer and calmer. He walked into a clearing and sat down on a log in the middle of it. The clearing was a happy place for Coco, because it was where the animals of Sleepy Forest often held festivals and celebrations. The little koala suddenly smiled. Aha! That was it. He knew what to do with the last egg. He wasn't sure if it would work, but he had to try. He picked up the egg and held it firmly. He closed his eyes and whispered his wish into the silver egg. He had a lot of detail in his wish and hoped it wasn't too much for the enchanted egg. Coco opened his eyes and moved the egg around in his paws, looking for the opening. Before he could find it, the silver egg rose from his paws and opened all on its own. Hundreds of tiny spring flowers flew out of the enchanted egg and floated around the clearing. They settled on the hedges and trees, across the grass and on the hedgerows. The flowers grew bigger and covered the clearing in an abundance of yellow, red, and orange blossoms.
More items came from the magical egg. This time it was tiny tables and chairs. The furniture arranged itself around the clearing, and as soon as each item touched the grass, it began to grow into a full-sized item. Food and drink appeared on the tables, along with vases of bright yellow daffodils. The egg hadn't finished working its magic, and Coco watched in amazement as small, egg-shaped invitations fluttered out of the open egg and flew away in all directions. Coco had asked for everyone in Sleepy Forest be given an invitation, including the Easter Bunny, and he was so pleased to see that the egg had granted that part of his wish too. When the last invitation had fluttered out of the egg, it closed and drifted over to the little koala. Coco thanked it for making his wish come true. The silver egg twinkled brightly and then vanished. Coco crossed his fingers. He hoped the invitations would reach everyone. And he hoped everyone would be able to attend the special surprise party. He waited patiently to see what would happen. The little koala didn't have to wait long, because the first guests soon arrived. It was Coco's family. His grandma held the egg-shaped invitation in her paw and said, "What a lovely surprise, Coco. What happened when you went out for your walk? You must tell us everything."
"I will, Grandma." Coco ran towards his family and gave them all a hug.
Coco didn't have time to tell his family what had happened because more guests arrived, and soon the clearing was full of animals who were delighted at having received an invitation to an Easter party. It wasn't long before they were all having a wonderful time. The Easter Bunny came to the party too and brought lots of chocolate eggs, which she gave out to the party guests. She told Coco they weren't enchanted ones this time, but had been made with extra delicious chocolate. The surprise party continued into the afternoon, and into the evening too. As the sky grew darker, the magical flowers in the glade turned into twinkling fairy lights and added a magical feeling to the party. All too soon, it was time for everyone to go home. Coco's grandpa offered to carry the little koala on the journey back. Coco was so very tired and said, "Yes, please." His grandpa picked him up, and Coco snuggled into his warm embrace. The animals of Sleepy Forest said goodnight to each other and went their separate ways. The koala family headed back to their cozy cabin. Coco started to tell his family about his magical day and the enchanted Easter eggs. But he didn't get very far with his story because his eyes were tired and he couldn't keep them open. He yawned and closed his eyes. Coco snuggled closer to his grandpa, feeling snug and warm in his arms, and drifted off to sleep.